Our next inductee is United States Senator Wendell Ford. And being from Western Kentucky, just a few miles away in Henderson, I learned at a very young age that when you spoke as Senator Ford, you did so in revered tones. In fact, I still got a congratulatory letter that he sent me in eighth grade when I was Student of the Month in Henderson's North Junior Middle School. So, thank you. Wendell Ford is the only Kentuckian, think about this, the only Kentuckian ever to serve the Commonwealth as a state senator, lieutenant governor, governor, and U.S. senator. He was first elected to office in 1965 as a state senator representing Davis County and spent more than a quarter century at the desk of Henry Clay in Washington as a relentless champion for our beloved Commonwealth and, of course, our legendary spirit. Once Ford and his colleagues were sharing some of our amber nectar when one of them tried to put the cork back in the bottle. Ford stopped him and said, "When you're drinking something that good, son, you don't put the cap back on it." An Army veteran and a true statesman, Ford's campaign slogan was always unwavering: Wendell Ford, fighter for people. To give us some more insight into his tireless advocacy for our industry, please welcome former KDA President Ed O'Daniel, a member of the 2004 class of the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity to do this. I'll have to tell you, introducing one member of the Hall of Fame is a whole lot more fun, than introducing nine members of the Hall of Fame, which I did in the early years. One of the early classes was the Master Distillers, and I did all of those introductions. Several of them are here and haven't forgiven me yet for what I said.
Amen.
Anybody else want to add to that? The Hall of Fame was created in 2001 by the Kentucky Distillers and the festival. And it was established to recognize achievements that have benefited the industry. And mostly, that's industry insiders doing our job. But another role, and you know, I think a more significant role for the Hall of Fame, is to recognize notable contributions to the state or the country, or to recognize contributions to bourbon heritage. Wendell Ford is the perfect fit in both of those categories. His life was a model for public service, for personal achievement, for family, and his large part of his family is here at the second table next to the wall. Bourbon heritage benefited from Wendell's dedication, his dedication to public service and his belief in what bourbon stands for. Heritage meant a lot to Wendell. In fact, when he wanted to impress somebody about his heritage, he'd say, "I'm the boy from Yellow Creek." That seemed to be his way of making a statement about humility. But he never let being from Yellow Creek get in the way of significant accomplishments that he made. Here's how humble Senator Ford was. He said about one of his committee assignments, "I earned a seat on the Aeronautics and Space Committee by reading Buck Rogers comic books as a kid." We all know about his public life. He didn't get there by reading comic books, but he worked hard to earn what he did and to accomplish what he did. Now, I'm not going to go into detail about all that, because you can read that in his bio. But I want to tell you one of my favorite stories about the way Senator Ford benefited immensely this industry. The 1990s was the worst bourbon decade since Prohibition. Production was in the 90s, averaging about 600,000 barrels. And the aging inventory dropped below 4 million barrels. Now look where we are today compared with that. And then in the 90s, along comes the EPA and announced that ethanol, which is a VOC, a volatile organic compound, under EPA rules, may be subject to emission standards. And a lot of, several of you in this room have spent time with me going to DC, meeting with DISCUS, the committee, KDA committees were working that issue. EPA threatened to cut off the angel share. That would make the angels very angry. Now here's where Wendell Ford entered the picture. I had many meetings with him in D.C. pleading the case for the angel share. Now, I'd go into Senator Ford's office in D.C. First thing he'd do is light up a cigarette, and then he'd light up another cigarette. And pretty soon, the room would be so smoke-filled that I was afraid the EPA was going to come after him for polluting the Senate office building. Wendell was very helpful to us in making the case to EPA, and he may have been decisive in that decision, in convincing EPA that natural bourbon emissions are not an environmental threat. So we got past that hurdle. Now that didn't make him any less a clean air proponent. He certainly was that. He supported EPA clean air standards. What we haven't heard so much about is Wendell's family. The Ford family members here today are a tribute to Jean Ford, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. She was at home in Owensboro while Wendell was in Washington. She's at home in Owensboro today while members of her family are in Bardstown. And, you know, it's that way because that's the way Jean was. Jean is. She's the family leader for the Ford family. Sometime after retiring, Wendell was talking with his son, Steve, here about being at home more. And, you know, Wendell was in his mid-80s or so, and Wendell said, "I'm thinking about running for political office again." Steve was shocked. "What? Why would you do that?" Wendell said, "I haven't won an argument since I left the Senate." Too bad Gene didn't run for office. Representing Kentucky in Congress can be a challenge. Horse racing, coal, tobacco, whiskey, those are the things that sometimes bring out the worst in opponents. Senator Ford knew the value of compromise. He'd sometimes tell another senator, "I voted for your damn bill, now it's time for you to return the favor." And he got votes because he did understand compromise and he knew how to work with people. He found bourbon to be a tonic for compromise. Eric told you the story about the bottle cap, and bourbon was a very useful tool for Wendell's compromising undertakings. Why not? After all, he sat at the desk of Henry Clay, the great compromiser. Wendell Ford ranks, in my view, with the top Kentucky political figures of the 20th century. Albin Barkley, Burt Combs, Martha Lane Collins, Louis Nunn, John Sherman Cooper. And that's why it's an honor for the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame to have the Ford family here today and to induct Wendell Ford as a member of the Hall of Fame in 2015.
Representing the Ford family today, Wendell's son, Steve. Welcome, Wendell Ford, to the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame. Thank you very much for allowing us to be here to accept this on Dad's behalf. I know he would be very proud. It was interesting. I was, since his death, I've been going through a lot of files. I can't tell you everything I've seen because I have to call the FBI in or something. But there are some very interesting things. I was going through some comments from his retirement, from his senators, his fellow senators, and there was several common themes. One, that he was a hard worker, that he was a workhorse, not a show horse. I know Danny Inouye made the comment that, you know, when you saw Wendell, he came in, he didn't have any bells on or ribbons on. What you saw is what you got. And he and Danny Inouye were very, very close. Barbara Mikulski used to say that if you were getting in a fight with Wendell, you better come prepared. You better have your A game on, because Wendell had done his homework and he would be ready. John Glenn made a comment about Dad's sense of humor. You know, he liked to tell stories and get people laughing and get them engaged. And he said they sat next to each other on the Senate floor, and one night is between 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and they were having an all-night session, and Dad reached over and bumped John. He said, "You know, John, those people at home thought we won that race." They're up there working in the middle of the night. But one thing, you know, he always enjoyed saying that he was from Kentucky and he represented beautiful women, fast horses, bourbon, coal, and tobacco. Occasionally he would mix that up and say fast women and beautiful horses. But bourbon was always in the mix. And people would say that, Barbara Mikulski, I believe, said that if you were going to take on a product or an issue that involved Kentucky, you better get ready, because you're going to have to go through Wendell Ford. And he loved fighting for your industry and the people in Kentucky. And I appreciate this honor. Thank you.